You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. The average person spends 3.5 days of their life untangling headphones. That is why Vanessa Chan designed a pair of headphones that she claims will be tangled-free through the magnetic mechanism that she designed. Vanessa left a high-powered corporate job to pursue her passion to create something that was both innovative but never has been done before. Recently coming off of a successful Kickstarter, Vanessa plans on carrying out her vision of having stylish yet functional earbuds that can be worn as a necklace or neck piece. Here today to tell us more is Vanessa Chan. And Vanessa, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us, for starters, what is Loopit and how did the company first get started?
So Loopit are basically stylish and tangle-free headphones where you can create a magnetic clasp which prevents it from tangling. And they're stylish, so you can wear them around your neck as a necklace, or some people even wear it as a bracelet, or you can just throw it in your pocket or your handbag. And because of the fact that the audio jack and the earbuds are kept connected through the magnetic mechanism, they won't tangle. And my company is a redesign, and the way in which this company got started was basically there's a bunch of pet peeves that I have. I call them gripes, where things that bug me every day. And my biggest gripe was really untangling my headphones. When I was in the corporate world, I spent a lot of time on conference calls. So the need to untangle every single time before a call was driving me crazy. So I really wanted to find a practical solution to this tangled headphone problem. And so my company, the idea is to really find solutions to everyday gripes. And the first product I'm launching is Loopit, which is solving my biggest gripe, which is tangled headphones.
Awesome stuff. And you left your corporate world to follow your passion. Tell us more about that and what compelled you to leave your position and gather the confidence to launch your own creative adventure.
So I was in the corporate world for quite a number of years. I was a consultant for a large consulting firm. And basically, you reach that magical age when you really start thinking about what you want to do with the rest of your life. And a couple of things that happened during that time. One was I was helping my daughter, who at that point was in second grade, and she had her own invention called Hair Hug. And through the school she's at, which is called Springside Chestnut Hill Academy, we had a venture incubator program where we're helping young kids launched their products out in the market. And so watching her go through that process, and I was part of the incubator board and I was mentoring other kids, I really got intrigued by the fact that there's an ability to really try to bring your products to market. Secondly, crowdfunding was starting to get more popular, things like Kickstarter, Indiegogo. And this is a kind of low-risk way for you to actually bring your product to market, where you actually get pre-orders before you actually need to buy the inventory. So this is a way you actually can test your product concept before you launch it to see if that is something which people are excited about before you start spending a lot of money buying the product. And then third was kind of my realization that the world's changing quite a bit. And as a result, I think being an entrepreneur and being scrappy is going to be much more important for the future generations. And so it's very hard for me as a mom to be able to teach my kids that when I haven't really gone through that. As part of the corporate world, you know, you kind of have more of an insecure overachiever type of mindset. Don't take a lot of risks, don't pivot so much. And so I really felt this would be an amazing learning journey for myself as well as for my kids. And so decided to take the plunge because part of my DNA is I have a huge creative streak. And so I knit, I make jewelry, I do woodwork, I make pottery, I make these insane birthday cakes for my kids, which people think the cake boss made. And so really was thinking about, is there a way to harness my creative energy into something that was more of a full-time job? So with all those things milling together, I decided to take the plunge and try to bring some of my own product inventions to the market.
Very, very impressive. Now, getting back to the product, these headphones, that they don't tangle. Talk to us about the design of the product that keeps them tangle-free.
Sure. So basically, I have a background as an engineer. So I started reading a lot of papers about knots and how they form. And there's been a lot of literature around the fact that the reason why headphones tangle is the audio jack and the earbuds are free to roam in your pocket or your handbag, wherever they are. And if you can keep those things connected, then you don't have to worry about them being tangled. So I started off with more physical clips to keep these things together, but was finding it was quite frustrating because as a woman, I usually have my headphones in my handbag. So was trying to figure out, is there a way I can actually wear this as jewelry around my neck so I didn't have to go dig around. So I started just tinkering, since I make jewelry, decorating some old headphones I had, trying to make them more stylish, and came up with this design of having a chain go through the wire itself. And then was thinking about what's the fastest way I can clip and unclip this, and started playing around with some jewelry magnets and basically came up with a design. So the design kind of evolved along the way as I was making my prototypes and things, and eventually got down to the final design that I have.
Now, Lupit, is it just for women or do men want the product as well? And who would be the overall demographic here?
So anybody who has an issue with tangled headphones, this is your product. In fact, I think Obama yesterday was saying that tangled headphones was one of his biggest pet peeves. So they absolutely are for men and women. I have a line which is more of a leather-like cord, which my husband uses because he's not so much into the decorated chain. And so it really is for both men and women, teenagers, whoever has a frustration with tangled headphones.
And what do you feel is your biggest competition in the marketplace, or are there any competitors? I would say there probably aren't.
Well, when I was, you know, having this tangled headphone mess back when I was in the corporate world, I bought everything under the sun in order to not have to go through this frustration every day. So there's, you know, devices you can use to actually wrap your headphone around. But as a busy person, I just don't have the time or the patience to actually sit there and wind my headphones around things. There's Bluetooth earphones that you can use, but that's just another thing I have to charge. And I was on the phone 12, 14 hours a day, and my Bluetooth headset would never have enough battery. So really, there wasn't anything in my mind that worked for me, which was quick, stylish, and practical, which is why I developed Lupit.
Today, we're speaking with founder and chief designer of Redesign, Vanessa Chan, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Vanessa, what are some of the overall features and curiosity? What colors or styles does the product come in?
Sure. So overall, you know, this is a headphone which obviously has a microphone, it has your earbuds, it has your audio jack. And what you have at the base of the audio jack are two magnets. And at the each of the earbuds, there also is a magnet. So what happens is you basically connect the magnets at the audio jack to the magnets to the earbuds. And that's what creates the magnetic mechanism to prevent it from tangling. And I have two different styles right now, one which is a leather-like cord that I offer in black, which is for people who are less into jewelry. And I have one where you have the wire basically threaded through a lightweight aluminum chain. And that is offered in silver and white, silver and black and gold. And the great thing about all four of these Lupit designs is that they all are very friendly for security when you go through the airport. They won't set off any alarms. The metal one is made of aluminum. And so if you're ever traveling, this is a perfect thing for you to wear around your neck, go through security, and you have your headphones there, not another thing you have to fumble with. And this is great when you're on the plane because you don't have to go search in your handbag or your pocket for your headphones. They're basically right there. And so this is really designed for people on the go who need easy access to their headphones.
Quite brilliant on your part. Now, what is your advice to entrepreneurs who are looking to launch a new product? Are there any key takeaways that you can provide from your experience?
Sure, a couple of things. One is people always ask me, what is your business plan? And for me, it was less about the business plan and having more very detailed cost model. So making sure that my cost for each unit was under control and that it would make sense compared to the retail price. So that is something which I would absolutely encourage people to spend a lot of time is understanding their basic unit cost. The second thing is making sure that you take risks and do things outside of your comfort zone. Because as an entrepreneur, nothing's ever going to be perfect, and all of it is about the mistakes you make and how you learn from them. So throw things out there even if you're not ready and do things outside of your comfort zone. So one example for you was I was on the Today Show where I was a finalist for Today's Next Big Thing. And when I was in the semifinal round, I was on a train going back from New York to Philadelphia, which is where I live, and it was train 2165. And someone recognized me on the train and said, wait, weren't you on Today Show? Weren't you in a competition? And I said, yes, and they asked me to do a product demonstration. So I did, and the other people in the train car were intrigued and said, wait, show that to me again. And at that time, you had to vote in order to make it to the finals. So all the people in that train car voted for me in order to help me get to the finals. They then convinced me to go carriage by carriage to actually go and ask every single person to go vote for me. These are complete strangers. And that's something I would never do, because this is something where people are on the train, they're busy, and the entire train car rallied and said, no, this is your moment. You need to seize it. And so they basically encouraged me, did a standing ovation, and pushed me into the next car. So I went car by car, and the entire train 2165 voted for me in order to make it to the final round of the Today Show. And so things like that, I think, are part of the amazing experience as an entrepreneur. So I'd encourage everyone to do things which are a bit crazy and outside of your comfort zone.
What an experience and a great example, along with your personal experience. Well played there. Also, has there been any learning lessons for you along the way, or things you would have done differently in starting Loop It?
I think, you know, this entire journey for me has been a learning lesson. I mean, this is the reason why I went and did it. And so there's always things that you can say hindsight is 20/20. I think the thing for me was probably not ordering my first order. I placed an order for 300 pretty early on in order to start getting things out to the market. I wished I'd done a little more of my customer feedback and done a slightly smaller order, because now I have a couple hundred headsets which aren't quite the final design. But in the big scheme of things, there's nothing really I have any regrets about, because this is all about the learning journey, and the reception so far for the product has been phenomenal.
Now, I understand that your kids are entrepreneurs as well and have been there every step of the way in the process. Tell us about that, if you would.
Sure. So my kids are 7 and 10, and as I mentioned before, we're at a school called Springside Chestnut Hill Academy, which really has a focus on entrepreneurs, which is part of the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. And my kids, and I think kids in general, are natural entrepreneurs because they're not jaded about the way the world is. And so my kids have been a formal part of my advisory board and really give me some of the best advice. And to give you a couple examples of, you know, things that they've done with me, when we first had the designs and prototypes being manufactured in China, we had a bunch of different suppliers bringing things back. And as they came back, they were giving me real insight around, you know, what worked, what didn't work, and we really have been going through this together. And then as I was trying to really pitch my product and start getting viral, both of my kids had just some really funny advice to give me. My youngest daughter said to me, hey, I really think you should go on Shark Tank. And I explained to her, Shark Tank, you know, they often can be quite aggressive on deals, and right now I'm not at a stage where I think I need that. And she kind of rolled her eyes at me, and she said, Mom, you go on Shark Tank and you say no to the deal and you get free advertising, which is something I never thought about, but is pure marketing genius. And so it's really kind of that type of advice, which I have just found so heartwarming, is just their way of looking at things and really trying hard to encourage me. Because, you know, as we go along the way, oftentimes you feel like kids can't really add anything, but I'm learning things from them. And, you know, when I was preparing for the Today Show, I was starting to get a bit nervous around going up and talking. And so once again, my girls gave me great advice and said, look, you're the only person who knows what you're going to say. So if you make a mistake, just keep going. Don't say sorry or stop. Then they'll know you make a mistake. But if you keep going, no one will know. And so I told them that's great, but it's something where it can be a bit challenging when you're really in front of such a big audience. And my daughter said, well, you know, I have this May dance that I'm preparing for, and it's really complicated, but you've never seen a May dance. And so if I make a mistake, you won't know. And people will just won't know what you're supposed to say if you just keep going. And when she saw me hesitating a bit, she said, you know what, Mom, you're going to do great because you're just awesome. And so really just having kids give you encouragement and seeing you have nerves, I think is something that's great for them to see from their parents. And having that role reversal has been really interesting.
Yeah, that comment is absolutely priceless. How much does Loop It retail for, and where can people go to purchase the product?
So Loop It retails for $50, and you can go to www.redesign.studio. That's REDESIGN. Studio, STUDIO, to purchase it. And if you sign up for our newsletters, we do have specials going on every month, so you can get a discount code for it. But it's been a fantastic product, and people really love the sound quality especially. So I hope your listeners will be excited about getting a pair of Loop Its and joining the Tangle Free universe.
Well, I think this is awesome. Very impressive design here, and what an idea. Vanessa, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with founder and chief designer of Redesign, Vanessa Chan. And once again, for your shopping convenience, visit redesign.studio. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listing convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.